Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Greg Pickens, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him. And a large crowd followed Jesus and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at Jesus. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Jesus took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. Here ends the reading. In our gospel story, we see the very elements we contend with in our lives today. In one way or another, we have all walked in the shoes of Jairus and the woman with the hemorrhage. Who has not begged for a life to be spared? Who has not asked to be relieved of a malady in one way or another? The scriptures hold many accounts of those who had finally recognized the futility of facing the hardships of life without God, the futility of offering to completely change their lives if only God would take away the trials of life or the sting of death. Many of these stories show how our spiritual forebears had to finally recognize that everything they had previously relied upon, their social standing, their superior intelligence, even their very ego, all of these were revealed to be false idols. When all had failed, there was only the weary desire to throw themselves at the feet of the Lord. This is the hard lesson of our gospel today. In this vignette, the situations of both Jairus and the woman were horrific. At the end of their ropes, they found Jesus among the people where he always was. When all else had failed, they came, as each of us must at some point, they came to the Lord. They realized that with true encounters with the Lord, no matter the issue, peace was restored. Like all healing stories, we find the woman healed by the touch of his garment, and with that touch, she was restored to fullness of life. In a very like manner, Jairus was also through the healing of his daughter. This gospel reminds us that Jesus did so much more than heal physical ailments. Jesus returned each of the recipients to their loved ones with changed attitudes and new horizons of God's love, peace, and forgiveness. Jairus and the woman remind us to read the scriptures carefully and seek the message underneath the story. Over and again, we see the Lord being receptive to people who were genuine in their faith, no matter how they came to their faith. This is the good news, that our bond with God through the risen Lord is not always about our goodness, but is most assuredly about our desire to place our trust where it should have been all along, not in our own strength, but in the person of our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. Spend just a few moments in quiet today and see where you place your trust in day-to-day living, and prayerfully make adjustments as needed. And may God bless you on this journey. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.